Previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Christ, Jesus.
Get your energies up.
Yeah.
Energy.
Yeah, that's what we needed.
That would explain why he gives millions of money to millions of monies. Millions of dollars.
It has some money.
Thanks, millions of money.
Been a while. He says in a rough, thickly accented common.
It's been a while.
Listen to me, listen to me.
I'm in the Giants now.
Dorian, you're the only one to fill this check, so I'm not going to keep the suspense up. The next day, you're going to want this meal again.
Sure.
You got to
have this meal again. It is the, what do they call it? They put
meth burger?
More of it.
MSG.
This is Magical Elf MSG. Have to put this meal again. And then somewhere, high in the clouds above where you're at now, we see an enormous dragon. And its eyes also begin to slowly open. Now we'll see you next week.
What?
Guys.
Man, I'm sure.
So Tash
I'm be here next week. I'm going to be here next week.
Denny? Those just might have been two dead people.
Terrence, how does him yelling scare you? Your background is constantly men yelling.
Hmm? Oh.
I mean,
how the sound there of the angry gamer in your house. Is,
you mean Jesse? Yeah, yes. Yeah. And I was trying to figure out, what you're talking about. I'm close to Bruce Lee.
Your loud husband.
Yeah, my husband is loud. I'll give you that.
I think he's gay, though.
Next week.
Fucking noob.
Yeah. He's gay. I'm not.
Yeah.
Mr. IRS would like to talk to you.
Well, you don't actually have to be gay to be gay married, apparently. No.
No? No.
No,
okay.
You just marry whoever.
Tucker, what are you doing later?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing later, but I know what I did yesterday, and I wanted to talk about it because it was fun and nerdy. Josh came to visit, and he brought the entire Hero Quest board game.
What?
All of Dope. It here.
Dope. We played it,
and me, him, and Mahogany played the first quest. And it was a lot of fun.
Is that one of those board games that have big, elaborate, miniature setup? And
yes.
It is Hasbro and Games Workshop made the game.
Is it Games Workshop?
Yeah. I've got the box right here. Milton Bradley. And I'm pretty sure on the other side it's Games Workshop.
Pretty sure it's just Milton Bradley, but that's...
Also, Milton Bradley isn't Hasbro. It's Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
He ordered it they did a whole production of it, and he pre-ordered it a year and a half ago, and it just showed up this week.
Was it a Kickstarter thing?
Yeah, and it's all of it. But there's an app you can download that will be the dungeon master for you. So that you and four people can play, or you and three other people can play the game, and somebody doesn't have to run it. But he wanted to run it. He liked rolling the monsters and stuff. We had a blast.
Dope. Having an app that runs a game for you so that everybody can be a part of it. That's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Fun.
I'll be out of a job soon. But that's
they might have invented that already in some capacity. What with a little thing you hook to your TV, and there'd be some cartridges, maybe. With different games on them, and maybe some sort of system like that would be developed.
All right.
You're in a lot of snark over there.
Anyhow, I played a bard and a dwarf. The dwarf was a race of a class combined. And Mahogany, you played?
I played a barbarian and a warlock.
Yeah.
I killed everything. You found all the money. Fucking fucker.
She had like 15 kills to my 4, but I had 300 gold to her 15. So, you know, we each had fun in our own way.
Yeah.
That makes you the victor, having the money.
Yeah.
No, we split it.
Evenly. And we've got it all set so when next time he comes, we can start quest 2. Yeah, it's because it was fun. It's the first board game I've played that wasn't 40K with, you know, somebody. It was the closest I felt like playing D&D since COVID. Well, we had our Nerd Bowl that one time last year.
Yeah.
Nerd Bowl.
I guess that's still technically this year. We're getting close to this year.
Yeah, that is coming up real quick. The regular season is drawing to a close. And you have playoffs, then the Super Bowl.
Oh, which sports.
Which means you have to have Nerd Bowl.
Big game.
Well, I'm hoping we can still do Nerd Bowl, but we're all in different places than we were last year. So I don't know if the job that I'll be getting is going to be off on Sundays like it used to be for football, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Might have to do it on a different day. Or I might just go to Matt's house, get banana pudding, because that's really the only reason I do Nerd Bowl is to get that banana pudding. The rest of that
it's
is
the only
just,
worthwhile reason.
Yeah.
If you had the banana pudding, you would know that is a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
It but is we've all the had ambrosia of the gods.
You can't have that banana pudding because you're just listening to us.
And you can't have it either because you're in Florida.
Oh, I can. I know where the house is that Nerd Bowl happens.
Yeah, Tucker's address is...
I've seen where Matt sleeps. I mean...
If you'd like a heaping spoonful of banana pudding, put a self-addressed stamped envelope. Send it to Tucker. What's your address? Yeah.
Don't do it in August.
You know, February is a good month.
An envelope of banana pudding.
February is a good month to mail banana pudding. Via envelope to a friend's house.
What month does banana pudding travel best in?
January in Alaska.
Now I've done some research. If you get one of those envelopes from like your Walgreens or something that's really long and it's got the plastic inside, that keeps the bananas from browning over the course of its adventure from your house to the next state.
I don't think that's true at all.
Our house from the last country.
If you put bananas in a bag, they're going to get brown real fast.
You gotta put a straw in there and suck the oxygen out and then zipper it closed.
whatever gas they ship them in, that radon or whatever the hell, that makes them ripen up faster.
Okay.
It's the spiders. They ship the banana spiders in there. It's in the name. The spiders keep it fresh.
It's the slugs. The banana slugs.
Those two. It's a symbiotic relationship. Nature's beautiful.
Yeah, the slugs ride on top of spiders like little cowboys, and they have hats. It's adorable.
Wasn't that character in the Neverending Story?
I'm sure. No way.
He wrote a snail.
That was a cowboy riding a
snail rider.
Was that Deep Roy? Well, he shows up in the weirdest movies.
And that racing snail could move.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 5, I wanted to be the bat when I grew up.
The bat.
How many of y'all have seen the Neverending Story book? The actual like
it was.
Mm-mm.
It never ends.
No, it's actually fairly thin. It's pretty quickly.
Is it really?
The quickly ending story.
Well, I mean, what was that? He was like 8 or something, and he read it in an afternoon. So yeah. It's got to be a pretty small book.
The trick is that it says to be continued on page 1 of the same book. So you just go back to page 1 and start over.
It's a circular choose your own adventure.
it's the literary version of the song that never ends from Lamb Chop's Play Along.
And we will not sing that song.
Yeah, because I don't know it.
You don't know the song that never ends?
No, do not.
Some people start singing it, and copyright claim.
The Sherry Lewis estate is coming for us now.
Forever, just because
this is the song that does it. And there you go. I always felt so proud of myself because I'd be like, this is the song that never ends until I stop singing it. And then it ends.
Oh, I've got the power.
Yeah.
Take that, Charlie horse.
It never ends because it's only paused until someone else starts singing it.
I want to start a new clapping. YouTube channel with Frank's Mahogany singing and Terrence just bitching over those that the whole time. That's what we just experienced. And it was magical.
I think it's funnier because like I could really tell how different, unless Frank's is just really that bad at time, like I could tell how far away we actually are.
Yeah, there's definitely some lag.
Yeah.
But I'm also tone deaf. So be sensitive.
And honestly, having somebody there in the song telling the people singing it and cramming it is part of the song. I mean, Sherry Lewis bitches at Charlie Horse the whole time.
Mm. Yeah, true.
What were we doing last week anyway?
You had ski lift up to a new city in the clouds.
Just vibing. Right. We were in line, weren't we?
Pathfinder.
Well,
we got out of line.
Into the lift. We're in the lift with the troll because he was like,
"No, we got there. We got there."
Yeah, you got to the top of the lift, and I was about to describe the city that was not yet named to you, adventurers. And I said to go ahead and prepare for a shopping endeavor because you haven't had time to shop and just listen to math on this show. Mm-hmm. Not the most fun. And then instead, we did that the hour before we started recording.
What?
My fault.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
All I remember
this past hour was just all math.
All
talk.
I remember is a shopping montage and the Pretty Woman song was playing the whole time and we were trying.
Yeah. I did the Pretty Woman shopping montage for sure.
Yeah, he looks terrible in a little black dress.
Yeah, Kevin terrible. In various
Speak dresses. For yourself. The beard covers just enough.
Those really make your tits pop, Kevin. I gotta say.
I just realized that he's wearing a shirt with his own goddamn name on it.
Who's doing what now?
My dad got it for me for Christmas.
Now I'll never forget which son I'm talking to.
What you, the viewer, are seeing is Kevin, the man, the myth, the legend. But what's actually on there, I had to CGI out, is just his street address and a phone number. This is relevant.
A special place to pen like notes to the teacher.
On the back, it says, "Please help, I'm lost."
We should get a hotline.
Silver alert.
We should buy Kevin a phone and put that phone number up for all the viewers to see, and they can call him whenever they feel like.
Yeah, Kevin will be required to answer.
I'm to the point of just putting my phone
number.
I get 30 spam calls a day. Like, that is not an exaggeration.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's
The jailhouse in South Carolina gave my number out as a bail bond. I got a phone call Thanksgiving, a woman crying to me saying, "I need help getting my brother out of jail." And so I called her back and was like, "I am sorry. I am not who you think I am."
You could have had her send you a money order.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah, I'm not evil.
It is. But is it illegal? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's fraud. Don't do that.
No, you don't say that you're a bail bondsman. You just ask for a money order for a certain amount. You know, you don't actually tell them.
Yeah, but still, it's horrible because then, yeah.
But legal. That's the key.
Also, if she sent a money order to a address in Florida, that's kind of on her.
So now who's the horrible one? There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, still a PO box in Florida would be even worse.
Well, now that we're all in the now that we're all in the Christmas spirit.
Ho ho ho.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I think this airs the week before Christmas, so yeah.
Is the week before Christmas.
This should be airing on the 22nd, and the following Saturday is Christmas. Merry Christmas. Google might have lied. I don't fuck. I trust the internet like an idiot.
Okay.
What? Happy Thursday.
It's Christmas on Thursday.
I thought it was a Saturday.
It's on Saturday. Yeah. So the 22nd is 22nd.
We discussed this last year. It's Happy Thursday. That's what it is. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is. It's Happy Thursday.
You know, if you don't acknowledge Christmas, how are you going to declare war on it? That's my stance.
We're already declaring war on our Twitch stream.
More importantly,
yes, that was a fun game.
Oh yeah. There's only three more days left to listen to Santa Tell Me. Just so get those listens in.
But all I want for Christmas is you.
Christmas.
No. That's old.
Mm-hmm. I have earbuds so that whenever I go anywhere in public, I'm not listening to Christmas music.
That is the reason why I started using earbuds out in public, is because mm-hmm. Christmas music is so pervasive outside these doors.
Oh, it's insidious.
Has anybody failed the Wham apocalypse?
Plus it's dust.
That one Wham song that they play for Christmas music. If you hear it, you're out. It's like the game, but
for that song. I don't even know what it is.
I'm simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
No, that's the worst Christmas song ever made. That's different. That's a
wonderful Christmas time.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. How is this guy a Beatle? He should retroactively be un-Beatles for that.
So anyway, everybody gets a Benny.
All right.
Yay!
Merry Christmas.
Fucking nerds.
Use it. Now Mahogany has 30.
In your face, McCartney.
And now I appreciate Christmas again.
And Matt gets an extra squander Benny because of all that math he did for treasure keeping.
Yay.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate you.
Does Matt know how to squander anything?
Well, he'll save it to the last absolute.
Oh, attack rolls?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Attack rolls. Anytime I have to roll to attack or overcome SR, those two.
There you go. It's an SR Benny.
All right.
Hey, I'm up to three.
I wrote something to get us into this new setting, basically. Simply having wonderful
shit.
That's my shit. Woo!
That song slaps.
Last Christmas. That's the name. That's the Wham song. All right.
Last Christmas, I gave you
very next day.
Now we all lost.
From the lift, you see a vast city constructed of nature and magic. Structures built into trees that stretch 20 to 30 stories tall. A dizzying array of colors, magical auras fill the city. There seems to be a notable shift in style from one side of the city to the other. To your left, the city is brighter and more warm toned. Large flower-like structures hang overhead that they themselves have buildings constructed upon. To your right, the color patterns shift to a more mundane cool. And you can see vast floating obelisks of possibly ice. Prism-colored bridges connect the two plateaus, or connect the plateaus, and each has the equivalent of a small village on it. Between these two sides appears to be an untouched tangle of fey wildlands that is covered in a perpetual shade. That shade comes from the large floating creature that must be a mile wide. Vine-like tentacles dangling from the bottom in constant motion as vines continuously pull flora from the ground below to shove into its large cave-like mouth. On this creature's back is a large shell-like spire that rises, and you can see flying vessels coming and going from it. And still behind you is the mountain you've only seen the bottom of up to this point. It stretches even further in the sky more than anything else in view, and at its peak, several small islands float around it. Before your party lays a marquee, a cramped market full of an assortment, like a flea market. Aromas of various foods and drinks assault your nostrils just as the sound of consumerism hits your ear. If it exists, you have the feeling you will find it here, or at least information to its whereabouts. Welcome to Scale Spire. Sorry, let me get back into his voice. Welcome to... How did I do the troll's voice?
It was like pretty much like that.
Oh, okay.
It was like a Cockney British guard. Like a dumb British guard.
Welcome to Skeospire.
The troll grumbles under its breath with a bit of reserved sarcasm, and as if to echo its words, a tiny, fey-like creature says in a cheerful voice, "Welcome to Skeospire, travelers, and welcome back, Gorok, friends of yours." And that is where we will start off.
Oh boy,
I'm curious about his answer. How friendly is he toward us?
Very friendly. Well, he has
talk about the troll or this new small creature that is approaching.
The troll. I'd like to have a troll in my corner way more than I'd have a fairy.
No.
No.
Well, not a fairy. I mean, it's a fae, but are they fairies? I mean, knowledge nature on the creature that walked up.
Ooh, I don't walked. Have I that.
Nature.
Yeah, I'll describe it. It looks like a half mouse, half lizard creature with large eyes, and it stands on its hind legs, but it seems to be radiating a good aura.
Ooh, I like it. Mm. It is it cute?
You as cute as a half mouse, half lizard can be.
Ooh. Which is adorable, in my opinion.
Or horrifying, depending on which head it has.
It's like a little alligator, but with big mouse eyes.
I got a knowledge nature of... Where to go? Where's my ends? 21.
Where to go?
It's like 30.
Okay, then.
Then you win.
Yeah, Frank. Yeah,
he beat my 27.
Frank, you're not super sure what kind of creature these are because they don't get out of this Fey realm a lot. But you've heard some rumors of what it might be. Matt and Kevin, your characters know that this is a Gerby. They are a communication specialist fey. Gerby, from the book, Gerbys are the fey of interspecies empathy and communication, devoted to fostering harmony and friendship. They abhor violence and attempt to prevent it by granting adversaries the ability to talk to and understand each other. When that doesn't work, Gerbys see nothing wrong with direct magical intervention, either forcing the foes into friendship or causing creatures to forget whatever painful memories made them want to fight in the first place.
Other men in black.
Hey, my new friend. Grab him, throw him in my pocket.
I like him.
Hey. Mm. Anyway.
Personally, Frakes likes him. Frakes wants to make friends with this guy.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's cool, man. If it's good, it's good.
Not weird. Do we see the mortal folk? Dustlings, some may call you in this realm.
Oh, who does that? Anyway, we are but travelers in this realm seeking an audience with some sort of dragon.
Rothfuss?
Thank you. Rothfuss the dragon.
Time dragon.
Oh, the great time dragon at the top of the spire.
Mm.
That's the one.
So, pilgrims then?
I suppose, yeah. in a manner of speaking. Not a true manner of speaking. In fact, we're mostly here on accident, and there was a big problem. This sort
enough,
of
enough, enough, enough. All right,
shit pushed out of the way.
We will take it from here.
Oh, good, because yes.
You have a bad case of diarrhea of the mouth.
Ugh, it's revolting.
So you are familiar with permits needed to visit the time dragon Rothfuss?
No.
No.
Mm. So first time here. Ah, yes. Getting permits shouldn't be too much of a hassle if your cause be just and you can find someone to sponsor your visitation.
Where would we find that?
Well, it depends. Three options, really, apply to those of you seeking passage. You could try the summer, the winter, or the... the Sylvanthi.
As far as my personal patron goes, DM, this is out of character stuff. Mm. The creature that sent me on the mission here. Which side of summer and winter is he aligned with?
He is closer aligned to winter than summer.
All right.
You feel a pull towards winter.
Okay. Well, I was sent here on behalf of the Sea King. I say to the creature, I will omit any further details if possible. Who would I go to if further his agenda?
The creature pauses for a moment and thinks, and then says, basically what I've told you already. I believe he has ties to the winter, though I'm not, there are so many courts and subcourts and things. I'm not entirely sure, but there are ways to gather that information. The market here is full of knowledge and wonders.
Oh. Disheartening. All right. Good to know. Terrible to know, actually. This is going to take forever, isn't it? Well, it was wonderful meeting you. I head toward the market.
If you need any services and translation, please come see me.
Very well.
What is your name? Where would we find you?
Here at the entrance here is where I stay unless I'm on duty with a patron.
And your name?
I am Gerby the Gerby.
Gerby.
Gerby the Gerby.
Excellent. It is really very pleasant to meet you.
Herbie the Gerby?
Gerby, the Gerby. He is named after his species.
Oh.
I'm Hugh the man.
Mm. How very Pikachu of you.
Mm. Well, being first and all. And he turns to go back to this tiny hut.
And I am a nameless war criminal. Wonderful to meet you.
We'll stop you from doing that.
Can I ask our troll friend if he has any thoughts on that since he's been fairly helpful to this point?
Lost in to stay out of the court stuff. I just here to sell manure.
You've never been up?
Never had a need. Though I've talked to a few that have tried it. Summer seems to be more pleasant than winter, but winter tends to be more straightforward. But the Savanthi in the middle, they're the arbiters between the two. So if you can't make a decision, maybe talking to them would be your best bet.
Straightforward would be probably refreshing in this realm.
Well, if the Sea King is our closest thing to a patron here, perhaps we should go winter. But we need to hurry because Saunders' father is more important, I think. Compassion!
Yeah. I think blindly I would vote for the winter court just because we at least have...
We have an in-room.
What do you knowledgeable types know about the winter court exactly?
That another role of nature?
Sure.
Um, 21.
Mostly, you know the basics, nothing specific about their cultures and everything, but out of the two courts, the winter seems to be the more harsh. They deal more with the end of things than the beginning of things. They're the setting sun. I mean, if you had to go good or evil, your summer court's going to be more good aligned. Your winter court's going to be more evil aligned. But that's not necessarily the case for all the creatures that worship under those two courts.
Ah, good.
It's like how devils are bureaucrats. Mm-hmm.
Well, I say I almost magnetically drawn, magically drawn to that area where we'll be going into a nest of fey killers.
Nothing's changed.
I would lean towards the winter court only because we already have an acquaintance. Otherwise,
just
my lady is of the sun.
Oh.
Just to...
But she is not of this plane, so...
Just to play devil's advocate and throw up a differing opinion. What if we hit the arbiters so that we didn't have to, if we can get around the Winter Court using our tie-in with the Sea King to try and get up the mountain that way through the arbiters?
The third respect. Not a bad idea.
Yeah, here's an idea. Razbad, ask me what I think of you.
What do you think of me?
You're an easily manipulated dullard, and it's good to have you on my side because you're more dangerous facing that way.
That was and rude and pointless.
Of that is...
My point is, what if someone in there asks me the same thing?
That might be true of... all three options.
Yes, so gagging you just is not speak.
Yeah, gagging you is probably a good option for.
That's just my only suggestion.
So, then I may need help with that, dear friend, or rather, person I have previously manipulated and probably doesn't like me very much. Now that I think about it.
Who knows what we're going against. Maybe we
don't have much to go on either direction.
I'm just
might
giving
be
you
a good opportunity to mingle in the market to sell goods and gather information.
Yes,
I was trying
Let's
to
go
say
do that.
We might as well get
if you say it.
Yeah, I think we should.
I go on a shopping spree.
Kevin, you shut up.
Either way, it'd be probably wise to stock up on supplies and such. Well, we can. It looks like it's a pretty vast market. Maybe even information is in here.
Good thinking, Amun.
All right, let's head to those market stalls.
So you make your way into the markets. It reminds you, not your characters, but the players, of Blade Runner. Like the tightly packed, just stall. A stall with obviously lots of money. A stall that's, you know, it's the, if you've ever been to a flea market, the closer you get to the middle where the expensive stalls are, it's kind of like this is set up. You pass a lot of straggly booths, niche markets, strange food couriers, but as you get closer, the market gets more and more compacted. You see loads of different types of fae, gremlins selling weird trinkets and jewelry. A nymph sex shop called the Tender Twig.
I head in.
Oh. Noob. Will save.
And fortitude save.
Another one.
Oh, no. He's in there with what's his name? And another one. DJ Khaled sex shop. And another one.
Hey, that's a great song. You mind if I shout my name over it?
I don't know.
He does that, and that's his thing. But I don't know if you guys know who Mike Jones is. But if you listen to his album, he's going to ask
Mike
you.
Jones.
Don't act like you don't know my name. that's basically the whole album.
Okay. You say that, but now I know every song that DJ Khaled is on because he says his name.
That's true. Yeah.
So I know
it's branding, baby.
Yeah, yep. It works. We're talking
Tag
about
yourself.
I'm not a big fan of DJ Khaled, but if you go watch him play Bob Marley's guitar, you'll be less of a fan of DJ Khaled.
If you're a fan, don't. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's okay.
I think if you're a fan of DJ Khaled, you have internalized the DJ Khaled at that point.
But anyway. If you're a fan of DJ Khaled and you're hearing this conversation, we've gone in a weird direction with our marketing.
That is true.
Yeah.
Sponsor us, DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Another one.
write a diss track about us, please.
I want him to do another one while Vin Diesel yells family and little John says, yeah, just all the one shot people.
One word. Mike Jones just yells at Mike Jones.
All the hype men. Yeah. And the Leroy Jenkins guy, why not?
Yeah, bring him in. He's been out for a while.
It's the 2 minute track of all these. Put some mustard on that beat. DJ Khaled. And then so on and so on.
Just all catchphrases.
All right. Set the beat. Enough of that montage. Let's talk about our shopping montage.
It's time to go shopping.
You guys go shopping. A montage happens. It's phenomenal. Here's some high points. Wow. Did anybody buy anything cool?
No, I bought standard magical gear.
Boo.
I bought better armor and some magical gears to boost my AC up to a livable number.
Okay.
Livable. That's not fun.
Same.
Functional, not fun.
I'm tired of failing saves, so I traded out my old plus one cloak for a plus two cloak.
Okay. Do you guys stay together in your shopping?
I'd say we should buddy up. I'd rather have a bodyguard.
I think it would
I'll go with stay together. I'll go with Dorian. I don't his comments don't bother me.
I don't want to go with Dorian. So whenever the stall guy I'll go asks, with... how much could we pay?
Oh yes, I can easily afford that, but I'm not.
I'll go with Nim for his vast knowledge.
There we go. My appraisal skills.
Does that leave Sonder and the new guy together?
I mean, you know each other's father. It makes sense.
Don't sound too enthusiastic.
Sonder's not a huge fan of him. Some of his first things were to be aggressive towards her family and whatnot.
Well, you could have gotten
family. Family.
Yeah, you could have been stuck with Dorian. So.
You're always welcome with Nim and Akage. Not Akage, I mean Amon. And I just got a 30 on my praise skill.
Well, I'll get back to Nim and Amon. I'll start with Sonder and Vladros. Anything in particular y'all want to do in this market that doesn't involve the math of shopping?
I don't like. What do you mean? Like what? Like stuff that we're buying?
Yeah, or no? Like, do you want to like gather information? Do you want to look for like resting accommodations for the rest of the group, or you just trying to get a feel for
Sandra's gonna
place?
Try to slip away because her powers of persuasion and whatever are much more effective when she's by herself. So like, we'll go to a booth together, and then she'll just kind of like sidle away for a minute and talk to somebody and see and get her little informations out of people.
I'm okay. Totally cool with hanging back, letting you take the lead on all social stuff, but I'm gonna keep an eye out to make sure that nobody's messing with you. Nobody's
don't be looking at me. I'm just kidding.
This creep's following me. God, it's my purse. I don't know you.
That's my purse.
Give me a what's a good skill for this?
I was gonna say you know, like on pretty much all of my charisma based skills, I get a plus three if I'm one on one with the person.
Yeah, so I guess just give me a diplomacy check for gather information.
Alrighty then. That is the 25.
Okay. So you spend a few hours walking around, getting a feel, and you find someone more your liking, someone ready to talk. It's say a
especially, and then I get an additional, so it's 28 because it's Faye.
Mm-hmm. So this Fawn, who looks like he was playing music at a local one of the food booths to gather a crowd, is taking a drink break, and you start to work your magic with this guy and gather a little information from him. And over the course of your conversation, you learn a little bit more about the area. And let's see. So you're probably trying to figure out maybe the courts, or I don't want to lead you in like your questions. Like, what about the area you might want to know a bit more about?
Yeah, I want to know, you know, the best tactics for approaching any of the courts, like each of them. I want to know, like, what's the best way to approach them? Who is generally more likely to assist non-fey strangers. What else do I want to know? I want to know who's selling like enchanted goods. I want to know whose goods are like safe to buy, and whose goods are not. You know, that sort of thing. Just kind of. I want them to, like, if I were a local, like, where do the locals go? What do they do?
Ah, when you get into the local tip, this seems to be the thing this guy's really good about. So he'll send you to a place, if you need a place to stay, that will be very affordable and accommodating, and you don't have to worry about any tricksy business, what he brings up. And he goes over, you know, like 10 or 15 different places that you can shop, and he's like, those guys are good. Those people are up to some tricksy business. And anytime he says tricksy business, you pick up, those people will swindle you. Those are fae that'll try to get more than money out of you. So he puts you into some good spots, but he does make it a point to name one weapons dealer shop that is owned by Remacera. Now you give me a knowledge nature if you have that.
I do not. Okay. Do you?
I do.
Yeah, because you're listening, but you're not looking.
Yeah, I'm not involved in what y'all are doing, but I'm paying attention. I'm eavesdropping like a creep.
Yeah.
17.
It's kind of a rare fey creature, but you remember them having something to do with like caterpillars? But you don't really pick anything up off just the name. Not with that check.
What's the name again? Remember?
R-E-M-A-C-E-R-A. Remacera or Sarah.
Who are you?
But you'll be able to find accommodations if you guys decide to rest that, instead of being 100 gold apiece, will only be 10 gold apiece for the same level of comfort.
Dope.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Good find.
It's shaking back. Can I help?
Dorian and Razbad, what kind of stuff do you guys look for on your endeavor through the marquee?
Well, I look for the two main items I got, really, were the headband of intellect and the improved cloak. But
yeah, I mean, aside from shopping.
Yeah. But my question is, is this portion of roleplay, after I mention it, going to be after I've purchased my items or before? It matters for skills.
Most of the, any of those things you have to wear for 24 hours before they attune anyway?
That is correct. Thank you. Yeah. All right, then. I guess I want to go and try and find someone that can give us some insights into how to approach the time dragon, what to expect from that.
Okay.
And what we should, and what the protocols for that are. More importantly, if we can expedite it.
And I, much like Vlad, will be standing in the secondary position, listening in, but not interacting.
Okay. Give me a gather information. Or diplomacy.
Oh, diplomacy.
Or bluff. Slightly higher bluff when you're... Well, you can't because you're conditioned.
Yeah, I know. Plus my good skill.
It's bread and butter.
Yeah. Oh, well, diplomacy it is.
He still has an awesome charisma.
No, I don't. That's all skill points. Really? I have an 8.
An 8. I was going to give you a bonus because you're putting off an aura of being fey touched. But with that, you don't really pick up a whole lot. You get the overall premise that the Rothfuss, he's worshipped here like a god. You pick up that he is not just one of the first. He's not one of the first dragons, but he is the first time dragon, and he is the first dragon of the Fae, who has been here since forever, since before the city itself was built, and that lots of Fae wish to have time to commune with him. So they've set up what they call the pilgrimage, and you have to get basically a writ of passage from one of the Fae houses to even be allowed to be a part of the pilgrimage. But the pilgrimage itself is basically just paperwork, and then once that's in, you can see him within a day.
Oh, all right.
But to get that paperwork, that's stuff that you didn't really pick up on. It just seems kind of diplomatic or weird culturally stuff that you just weren't quite able to grasp.
Okay, well, I'm struggling against my disability today, I'm afraid. So I go back to Razbad and say, I don't suppose you're secretly silver-tongued somewhere underneath all that. It never hurts to ask.
And we fade out from their scene.
Charisma of 7.
No, sir. Your products look cheap and shoddy. I wouldn't give you 5 coppers for them. Please stop offering them to me.
Amon and Nim, you find yourselves in kind of the stranger parts of the market. Between being a mortician and a wizard, stranger things have caught y'all's attention and pulled you down some weirder alleyways.
We like weird porn. Don't judge us.
You end up in a place that is unnamed, but the weapons that this thing has along its walls and its shack are strange. They're not necessarily made of normal metals and things. There's weird trinkets and baubles, sigils and things that, Nim, you're not familiar with, and that's what kind of gets your attention. But the creature that houses in this area is a large caterpillar with a human face from the nose to the forehead, but its bottom jaw unhinges real loose, almost like venom. It's got a long angular jaw and it's kind of drooling, but its mouth, when you come in, shrivels up back up to its human face to make words. And it's a language that you don't quite understand.
Okay.
Unless you have first speech as a language.
Nothing like first speech. I don't. Do you have any way to understand other languages, Matt?
I have first speech, but I'm trying to remember where I got that and if it's legal for me to have it, because I remember trying to look up something on that before.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll let you make the call on that.
First language of the Feywild, so you're here now, and the fact that you have it's, you know, I'm not going to take it away from you.
So I'm a character sheet.
All right. I'm a character sheet.
Favored enemy bear.
So it begins talking to Amon, but Amon doesn't understand it. But Matt, it takes you a minute to pick up on what it's saying, because it's the first time you've ever heard this spoken, probably the way it's intended to be spoken. But the creature is talking,
Dustling, I see you've got strange weapons on your side there. I have a thing that would interest you.
Matt, he's talking to
Nim or Amon?
He's talking to Amon, but Amon doesn't understand what he's saying.
I kind of stare at him for a second.
I'll interpret. I'll say he's interested. He has something that may be interesting to you because of the weapons you carry.
I pull out one of my scorpion whips and just kind of hold it up like this.
And it nods its head in a gelatinous kind of way, and all of its weird, its hand, it's got human-like hands, but rows of them that you can tell he also uses for walking. But the first 4 start doing the Mr. Burns finger tipping. And Nim, you realize it is casting a spell. You could give me a spellcraft.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
I
got a 21.
You realize it's not an offensive spell. It seems to be a type of protective dome. It's similar to invincibility sphere, the the force beam,
force bubble.
They cast that, and then it opens up a extra dimensional bag, and you know that because when he opens the bag, there's just loads of stuff in there that shouldn't be able to fit. And his weird hands begin digging in there, and he realizes he can't reach it. So he pulls the bag open wide, and his mouth opens up all the way, and his long tongue comes out, and it reaches in, and it pulls out this box. He turns the box around to face you, so when it opens, it'll open in your direction, and he opens it. And inside the box is yet another bag, but the bag is slowly moving with something inside of it. And he uses his hand on the bag to look like he's grabbing a hard spot. And he wiggles the hard spot towards the bag, and a silvery, sheened but wooden handle comes out. And he offers it to Amon.
Yeah, I'll grab it.
As you grab this and pull it out, a tentacle whip stretches out to about 4 feet. But it's lightly moving, even without you moving it. And the creature begins saying,
a thing when I pull up my note.
Okay.
He's pulling up some notes.
And it sounds something.
Then we'll tell him on.
Kind of a little bit like
coughing.
Didn't have the timing right.
It's so rare that I see anyone who walks with the whip in a battle dress. This wasn't meant for slave carousing. It's meant to be used in battle. It is the arm of an aboleth.
I'll translate that.
Yeah. Are aboleths common knowledge, or is it something?
No, you'll need to give me.
I'll ask Matt. An aboleth?
God damn it.
Also, is there anybody like around us? Like kind of in that general vicinity?
Well, we're inside the bubble.
So it's just you two and him as of right now.
We're just going to try to crack it. If there's not room.
Yeah.
Well, did you roll, Matt? Powerful.
Yeah, I did. What's the check? What's the knowledge?
Planes.
Well, at least that's one of my good ones. So I got 21 on that also, because I rolled a 3 again.
You don't know much about aboleths. You know that they are evil in origin, but their origin is what makes them special, is that they are like the Fae from their realm, they're the first. But they're from a darker plane of existence than the Fae Wilds. And the aboleth type creatures tend to reach out for conquest in other realms. It's an evil race of primordial creatures.
I'll ask them to ask them, what's the catch?
Oh, what do you have to trade?
I have money. What do you want?
Money's all fine and well, but favors sell more than anything else.
What kind of a favor?
I'm looking for someone who will sell my goods on other towns and in other areas. I was banned from the summer courts, but I have goods there that people want. I'm noticeable. You, Dustling, are not.
So, and what do you mean by sell?
How job would, to me.
Is it a, yeah, smuggling job?
Yes. That's a dirty word for it.
Well, we are dustlings or dusters.
And it has to be done in the summer courts?
That's where the clientele is.
It might be worth a shot. I'll see what I can do.
Wait, let me see. Can I do an appraise check on that whip, or just kind of, I don't know if that knowledge to give me just kind of guess its value?
Knowledge arcane on it. Well, kind of because you don't know much about Avalis, we already rolled for that. You don't really know a whole lot about the whip itself or what making a whip that from sense. That creature would be. Yeah.
Just trying to see. Okay. So that means, I'll kind of maybe lower my voice to Amon and just, if we end up going to, if the others end up wanting us to go to the Winter Court, we may, it may force us into a position to go to both, which may not be possible.
It's always good to have an option anyway.
Yeah, but I'm saying you may be locking the whole group into a decision to go in one direction.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't have an issue with it. I mean, now we have a reason to go to the Summer Court as well as the Winter Court, but if we don't, there might be some consequences to this. Where I'm going to ask him again, like where exactly in the court, as far as in the political hierarchy, would we be going?
In the Azalea Court, there's a market much like this one, but less diverse. It could take a few hours to get there tomorrow morning. You'd meet with my associate, trade in the goods, and bring me back the cut. You do this for me, and the whip is yours. A show of good faith, you can take the whip now. I have powerful divine magics to keep track of it if you decide to not go forward with this deal, and I will send people to retrieve my goods.
I don't think there'll be no need for that. How long would it take to get to the Summer District from here?
That's what he's saying, a few hours the next morning. Yeah,
hours from here.
A few hours.
A few hours back. So a day.
So a whole day? Nim, you feel like going on a side quest?
Well, I say that, but if we went together, if it was just me and you, we could get there in a few hours and I could teleport us back here.
Well, that is an option. I'm not opposed to that. So that way we can get in, and if shit goes south, we can just see you and dip out.
Yeah. Then wouldn't mind seeing the good. I mean, if everyone decides to go to the Summer Court, then we'll be not really adding much to our trip. It's just if everyone decides to go to the Winter. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Or we could leave now.
Honestly, I don't know that we'd be welcome, how much we'd be welcome in the summer with Dorian's companion or his rider.
Yeah.
Split the party.
I mean, we know someone else that could prove.
It's always a terrible idea.
It's your call.
It makes for good content.
It's your call, Amon, but conscience would not allow me to keep this a secret.
It doesn't have to be a secret if we go do it real fast.
I can't teleport somewhere I haven't seen.
Amon, I'm going to roleplay your character a bit for you. You ask your goddess for help.
Oh, we didn't say that. Yeah, I was going to do that too.
I forget, you normally do anytime you're up to trying to make a decision, and I always say no. She says no.
Yeah, that's my point.
But this time she goes, that whip's fucking dope, son. You want that? You want that whip?
Yeah, so then, yeah. No, I definitely want it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to figure out a way. Nim, let's just, me and you, Nim, real quick, in a 20-minute adventure, in and out, no problems.
It's 3 hours to get there. 2 to 3 hours.
2 to 3 hours, and then no time to get back.
Right. Be back in a blink.
Yeah. We meet back up with the party.
Sure, I'm up for it.
Y'all gotta meet with the party before going there, or you mean like right now?
I say right now. We are all out shopping anyway.
Yeah.
We got the mind rings too. Oh shit, we do have the mind rings. I put mine on.
Communicate.
Yeah, I put my mind ring on. Anybody there?
Nobody
hello,
else did.
Hello? Yeah, that's. I hope somebody else did.
Saunders like, who's that?
Everybody's pocket starts vibrating.
I don't know.
Hello.
We could go. We could put our mind rings on and go, and maybe if they can't find us, they'll put theirs on, and then we'll explain what we had to do in urgency.
Yeah, we're going on a side trip.
I've always got the phone ring on now. I mean,
yeah. Why not?
Yes, what do you mean?
Yes?
Yeah, my pocket starts to vibrate. I put my mind.
What's your diplomacy? What's your diplomacy, Amon?
Minus two.
Oh, I'm a minus yours? One, so I'm definitely the more diplomatic.
Yeah, just let them know. We're going on a little side mission. Let us know where we're resting down for the day, and we'll meet in the morning. We don't have to explain what we're doing, but we'll let them know where we're going.
Don't do anything stupid.
Yes, try not to get killed.
Be right back.
Yeah.
Sunder and I have aligned on a rather cheap place. It is called the... What was it called again, Sunder?
I don't think you guys got a name.
I think it was the Ant.
Yeah. I'd like to see
Ant of the Prancing Pony.
I was going
to
say the Rusty Bucket. I don't know.
There it is, the Rusty Bucket.
No, wait. That's my other question then. Where is the Rusty Bucket in conjunction to where we're at right now?
The Rusty Bucket is wherever you want it to be.
Because if it's like a block from where we're at right now, me and Em can go visit that and go make our quest.
No, we're out front of the Rusty Bucket now, having boba from a stand. I give directions.
I don't understand. What are these dots?
Happy tiny mites. They're mite babies. Delicious.
That might explain why I was being served by a frog.
But yeah, is the Rusty Bucket anywhere where me and Nim are at right now?
Yeah, it's close enough so to go there first. Yeah,
we can walk by it and then head to the summer fort.
I will say me and Nim got our items before this too, like the other things we wanted to buy.
Yeah. This is at the end of your shopping adventure. And then the trinkets he wants you to take, the reason it's going to take so long is because it's a wagon full of trinkets that's just big enough for one person to pull. It's like one of those
rickshaw deals. Can it fit in the portable hole?
It will not fit in the bag of holding.
It's a portable hole.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well then,
I'm an old man, and that's your fucking whip. So
I mean, yeah,
bitch.
I'm not super strong, but I got
right. It has wheels. Mush.
Yeah, so I'll start pulling.
Okay. The whip. Do you keep it out at the ready to replace your own whip? Do you put it back in the box?
I will keep it on my, like, because I have two holsters I can use too. I'll put it on my side for now, on the left side. Just wrap it around your neck.
Mm-hmm. Wrap it around your neck a couple times.
As you're walking with this whip, you notice eventually it starts to calm down. You almost feel like it's grown accustomed to your presence.
Aw. Little guy.
Hours pass. Now.
Yeah.
Em and Amon go on an adventure by themselves. It's extremely uneventful. It is just a sweaty haul through town until you get to the
noises.
Summerside, where everything's so beautiful and warm, and you know it's the beach side. It's the nice side. And you drop the stuff off. It's uneventful. You make your way back, and you all end up at the Rusty Bucket, where for 10 gold apiece, you guys are fed. Wand, Dond. Sonder drops the name of the fauna that she got this information from, and maybe a little drugs are slipped in on the side if you recreationally want any. And you guys all lay down for a beautiful sleep. At least it starts off beautiful. And we find out what weird shit happens next week.
Oh.
I'll tell you what happens. Dorian wakes up into a cold sweat. I need soup.
I'm really glad that smuggling job went well. I was kind of worried.
I was like, Sauter's gonna stay up drinking because she likes to partake.
You know, you say that. Just the other week, I was offered marijuana out of a KFC drive-thru.
He's like,
you smoke? And I was like, no, because I was stepped it up. I'm not buying weed out of a KFC grocery store. That's terrible. I would never imagine to do that.
You realize this is an audio show, and people can see you nodding your head.
Yeah, but in the court of law, it holds up. So,
no,
No.
Like my I really didn't buy it, though, Artie. I might have, may or may not have visited Oregon already.
In my early 20s, I bought weed in a Wendy's drive-thru, so.
But not a grill, so that's your own fault.
I didn't buy that grill. I didn't have room for it. And I didn't want it. And I didn't want it was the main reason I didn't buy that grill.
But if you want to buy our stuff, go to www.homebrewdetritus.com where you get links to our Patreon, our Redbubble, and our Streamlabs. Rate and subscribe on Audible. Other stuff.
Now try and do that where you're not reading it directly off the cue card.
I'm not. That's how I figured to read it.
He's just a fucking professional.
Listen, do you know how I normally talk? It's fucked up. That was focus. All right. So something like
I just pictured a monkey holding like cue cards behind the camera.
Monkeys can't talk.
The first one was W. The second one, W.
Tonight I learned Matt doesn't know how cue cards work.
www.homebrewdetritus.
For a special treat, type in the fourth W.
I just got a really cool new weapon that has side effects, probably. Find out next week.
Did that guy lie to me because he didn't let me roll? Never mind. Fuck it.
Your sense motive?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody asked the whole sense motive.
I couldn't because I wasn't the one translating.
This could be Saunders' fault. Maybe she was given terrible information and you're all being robbed. This could be Noob's fault because he's got this weird tendril thing and very cheaply for some reason.
I'm not going to
ultimately, we all know it's Kevin's fault. And if you haven't seen Kevin, remember his name is on his shirt. The address where he needs to be returned to is below that, and a phone number of a caring individual will always answer. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
Yeah.
Guys, it's an answer. Night, everybody.
Yeah.